Thank you for the floor again to address an issue that's been raised in advance in the advanced questions, for which we are thankful. Senior citizens, it's an issue very important for us because we expect that the number of people over 65 will increase every year till 20 for the next 35 years. We have adopted a strategic framework for preparing of the aging of society for 2021 and 2025, which is to be followed up on an action plan that's being developed right now. The strategy focuses on accessibility and quality of social and health services, housing for the elderly, support to the family and informal family caregivers, fight against discrimination and violence, and also consumer protection, lifelong learning, and active aging at all, and also barrier-free public space. This is to be accompanied by awareness-raising activities. We have also strengthened also the institutional framework. Within the governmental advisory bodies, we have created two new work groups on aging and the elderly. And more importantly, we have set up a regional coordinator in each of the 14 regions to coordinate the stakeholders, to educate the public, and work with the target groups. To prevent poverty of these elderly, pensions have been indexed each year. And last year, because of high inflation rate, the government three times decided on extraordinary increase of pensions to counter the rising prices. We also financially support the non-governmental sector in their projects aimed at the elderly and promotion of active aging and their better social inclusion. For the future, we still face several challenges. The main one is the sustainability of pension system. A pension reform is to be presented to the public this year and the laws adopted during the mandate of this government. We also need to regulate and define long-term care, which we have not done yet, and still we have a mix of health and social services that are not comprehensively regulated. We strive to continue on promotion of active and healthy aging. And last but not least, we also aim at strengthening the family as a whole to promote the intergenerational solidarity. Thank you for your attention and for the floor.